This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Once you do, get a shaker too. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. Great stuff. That's great. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there too. Could be more stuff coming on there Saturday. Hint, hint. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. We have some EA news. And what's going on with Helldivers 2. But we begin today with something that happened last night. And that is, according to both Esports Insider and IGN, IGN Entertainment has acquired the Gamer Network. Now, the Gamer Network has quite a few brands, not just within the network, but has also has some shares with other networks. So here's what the Gamer Network has. GamesIndustry.biz, Eurogamer, Rock Paper Shotgun, VG247, and Dicebreaker. Now, Gamer Network also has shares in Outside Box, Digital Foundry, and Hookshot, which does operate the sites called Nintendo Life, Push Square, Pure Xbox, and Time Extension. Now, within those companies, the managing editor of GameIndustry.biz, Brendan Sinclair, and Alice Bell, the deputy editor at Rock Paper Shotgun, has already been laid off. And right now, there is no indication as to how many roles that could be removed or saved. Now, the Gamer Network did launch with just one site, and that was Eurogamer. But by 2012, they had a huge roster of sites and YouTube channels that included Outside Xbox, Nintendo Life, and Rock Paper Shotgun. It did add more sites and was brought in by 2018 by the events organization ReadPop. And we all know about IGN, don't we? A lot of great gaming news, granted. They have their own reviews, so on and so forth. So we shall see what happens from there and all the fallout. But they would have some stories like these. According to Dot Esports, one of Valve's hero shooters is getting some pretty mixed reactions. Now, that is Valve's upcoming hero shooter, Deadlock. And that was leaked today. And Deadlock was being reviewed by the players, and the reviews came back as mixed. In fact, here's what one of the Reddit users did say on Reddit, called Yucca Avatar. Quote, "There's something about that character design that doesn't, or just doesn't mesh. They look like they took characters from a few off-brand hero shooters that didn't pan out and slammed them together in this game. And some characters like Warden, Grey Talon, Yamato, just look horrible, especially compared to more anatomically normal characters. It's that Dota 2 character style that just looks like S-word IMO. I'll definitely check it out when it launches, since gameplay might be stellar, but visually clear that this game went through different iterations and design changes. Edit. To all the people saying it's an alpha, how many closed alpha games have you seen that change their art direction? I'm not talking about replacing obvious placeholder assets like the ones being posted in this thread. I'm talking about the general aesthetics and art direction. Could it be a possibility that it will not look exactly like that and things will get touched on? Sure, but I won't bet money on anything major." Now, Deadlock, the game, will have to be in competition with the games like Overwatch 2 and Valorant. So we shall see what happens with the game. Because Dot Esports was also saying that the character designs did clash with each other, and the characters Ivy, Warden, and Infernus look very good. But yet some of the designs, like Grey Talon and Kelvin, looks like they got straight from Paladins, the game. So that's why the reactions are mixed. But it's not a part of Helldivers. because Dot Esports also said that Helldivers 2 boss is stepping down. And that's Johan Podest. Sorry if I butchered that name. And he was one of the better CEOs because he did engage with players, he did collect the feedback, and did act on that feedback. Now he'll be able to do even more since he is switching roles within the studio. Because today he announced that he decided to step down from his position and Shams Journey will be taking over as the new CEO. And Johan thinks that's a really good move because Journey was the chief business developer officer at Paradox Interactive. So he did have an interview with GameIndustry.biz, and Johan did explain that he wanted to hire a dedicated CEO to focus more on game creation. So here's what he said, quote, "Over the last year, going to launch Helldivers 2, I've been pulled more towards the business side of things and not able to focus as much on the creative side. That made me realize I needed to make some decisions, both for the success of the business, but also for myself." So he's going to pull back from being CEO, and he's going to be back making some games. Is that a good move? We shall see. Now, Dot Esports also said that Fortnite could be getting a Kingdom Hearts crossover. And that was a big time leak. In fact, this started with Phantom of the Night, and he was replying to somebody else because one person did post, "Kingdom Hearts and other IPs that are not only from Square Enix." So Phantom Knight did say, quote, "Kingdom Hearts 10, or Kingdom Hearts and Fortnite is the most obvious one, with Disney even having their own little thing from them coming soon." So the other person, which is MBKKSSTBHZ5, did say, quote, "I heard Fortnite was part of the initiative, but I didn't have any other information on collaboration or date for the collaboration." So that was Midori on Twitter. And Midori is the leaker who did successfully leak some Sega Atlas projects in the past. And that includes some Persona series news. So while nothing is confirmed yet, when some people do find out about stuff, that could happen. But we do know one thing that is happening. According to Pure Xbox, EA could be bringing back some free game trials. And that could be with the upcoming games from them, F1 24 and the EA Sports College Football 25, which will be hitting Game Pass and other consoles on May 28th and July 16th. Now, F1 24 will have a 5-hour trial, and the EA Sports College Football 25 will have a 10-hour trial. And the games will be available to play in full, so you'll be able to play the game however you like to play it. So yes, that'll be on Xbox Game Pass. Well, look, it's EA. It's going to be on all the consoles. Just check the respective dates. July 16th and May 28th. May 28th for F1 24 and July 16th for EA Sports College Football 25. Well, PlayStation is looking for some people? Because according to Eurogamer.net, PlayStation wants to be on the mobile platform. And there was a listing that was spotted by Tweaktown where their post did read that they're looking for, quote, "developing, publishing, and operating free-to-play mobile games," end quote. Because they're looking for a person that will take hold of the design and implementation of the platform. And they'll have some internal teams that will connect mobile games to the PlayStation services. So while you still have the PlayStation Play on your phone, looks like they want to do more with it. But that's only if they don't decide to break the game time tracker again. According to PushSquare.com, that's exactly what they did. Because ever since PlayStation 5 launched, players were pointing out some weird stuff that was going on when they were tracking the play times. And that was reported on an update on the tracking system, and they had supposedly reset some of the stats. So you could be looking at things like the PlayStation Reddit and Twitter, and you would see people complaining about all that stuff for the game time tracker. So here we go. Now we got to get to some good stuff, because League of Legends did vote their first inductee to the Hall of Legends. Congratulations, Faker. You're it. Now, Faker is a four-time world champion, and he was recognized for his in-game mastery, along with his contributions to Riot's esports. And since he has inspired millions around the world, it had to go to Faker. The honor had to go to Faker because of all that inspiration. Now, the Hall of Legends will serve as a tribute to the players and coaches who have contributed to the growth and the evolution of esports. And people did not know who would be the first inductee. Well, it was indeed Faker. So how did he celebrate? Well, Riot did work with its partner, Mercedes-Benz, and they created an art piece and a very special gift for Faker. The Mercedes AMG SL63, the convertible, and a sleek one at that. In fact, there's an image that was created that's up on the Dot Esports website. And yes, that looks really good. Congratulations, Faker, you earned it. Oh, PSU.com did say that multiverses, well, they were talking about that because one of the devs did say that there's some new details on the Battle Pass. It'll have some free rewards for returning players and some new currencies. And the Player First Games did reveal on a new blog post that anyone did that happened to play the game between July 2022 and June 2023 will have a free premium battle pass for season one of the game, which now features the inclusion of Friday the 13th's Jason. Things are about to get scary. So long as you log into Multiverses by June 11th, you will get the offer. And if you play the open beta, you'll have the Snowsuit Finn character variant Rising Stars and the Banana Guard announcer pack. Oh, got PlayStation? WCCF Tech did say that PlayStation Days of Play could kick off on May 29th. So, once again, Billy Bill did get up on Twitter and say that Days of Play will start next week and will last between 10 to 14 days and be part of the Days of Play promotion. And that has lasted for 10 days across the PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Gear, direct.playstation.com, and the PlayStation Store. So we shall see if it happens. Oh, the Days of Play. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.